Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 24th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Periodically, I like to just do one take, which means I don't stop as I continue to read through the scripture. So if I mess up, it is what it is. And today we have lots of names in Joshua chapter 16. But sometimes I think that when I stop and start, my motivations get in the wrong place, that it's not so much about God's word, but it's about me trying to perfect the reading of his word. And so I hope that today, as we read God's word, I was even thinking about this before I started, that he would make his word come alive to us, and that we would be a people who crave his word because we know that he is found in the midst of it. Joshua chapter 16, allotment for Ephraim and Manasseh. The allotment for Joseph began at the Jordan, east of the springs of Jericho, and went up from there through the desert into the hill country of Bethel. It went on from Bethel, that is Luz, crossed over the territory of the Arkites in Ataroth, descended westward to the territory of the Japhletites, as far as the region of lower Beth Horon, and on to Gezer, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. So Manasseh and Ephraim, the descendants of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of Ephraim, according to its clans. The boundary of their inheritance went from Ataroth Adar in the east to upper Beth Horon and continued to the Mediterranean Sea. From Michmethath on the north, it curved eastward to Tanath Shiloh, passing by it to Janoah on the east. Then it went down from Janoah to Ataroth and Narah, touched Jericho, and came out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went west to the Kana Ravine and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites, according to its clans. It also included all the towns and their villages that were set aside for the Ephraimites within the inheritance of the Manassites. They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim, but are required to do forced labor. Even as I read this, I thought, man, we don't know where these places are. It's hard to picture what's going on here. You'll remember that it's just that Joshua is continuing to allot the lands to the different tribes of Israel. And he's talking about the Ephraimites at the end here. But there's this warning at the very end because the Canaanites are not dislodged. They're allowed to live among the people of Israel. And as you know, this leads to the demise of the Israelites because they give themselves over to Canaanite gods, and they go down paths of destruction. All right, let's move over to Psalm 118. Psalm 118 is in the very middle of the Bible, and I think it gives us lots of good reminders about what the central message of the Bible is, that the Lord has given us salvation, and it is better to trust in him than in anything else. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. As I was reading that psalm, I was reminded that our Lord Jesus, on the night of the Passover, likely read that psalm with his disciples when they were preparing for the Passover and also as he was preparing to go to the cross. And I want to read verse 22 for you again. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Though Jesus was rejected by human rulers, he was exalted by our Lord. Okay, let's move on over to Matthew. We're in chapter 12 today. Y'all know I love going through the Gospels. We're going to be reading a passage that's quite lengthy, verse 15 through 37. The titles are God's Chosen Servant, and I guess that's the only title for this section. All right, starting in verse 15. No, then there's Jesus and Beelzebub. All right, here we go. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. A large crowd followed him, and he healed all that were ill. He warned them not to tell others about him. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad, for the tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, who are evil, say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Thank you for listening along on this Saturday. I hope you're getting some rest, maybe even some football watching. And I hope that the Spirit of the Lord makes His presence with you palpable. Will you pray with me? Father, this passage in Matthew can be quite daunting if we do not understand that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is ultimately rejecting the Holy Spirit's testimony of who you are and refusing to repent. And so we just want to acknowledge once more that we believe in you, and we give our lives because of you, and we repent once again of the many ways where we fail to bring your testimony to people around us. Thank you, Lord, for the gift that it is to see Christ work on display. Help us, Lord, to be conduits of His love and grace. And help us, Lord, to be careful in the ways that we speak, because you remind us that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Help us to examine our heart, and then would you cleanse our heart, and would you give us words that are healing and helpful, truthful, and yet filled with grace. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.